tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today are Dr. Richard Daniel and Margie Bricky, and they were with the Alumni Relations, Alumni Association. Correct me if I'm wrong. What is the proper name? Relations or
it's the Office of Alumni Relations, and we represent the Alumni Association as well.
Okay. So thank you very much for being with us here today. And there's a lot of things to talk about. And as we had talked before earlier in the summer, a lot of people assume that you all are just busy during football season, just during homecoming week, and that's it. But you guys have things going year round, always planning. And Dr. Daniel, you are the director. So tell us a little bit about how your office works and your role as a director and recruiting people, et cetera.
Well, thank you for having us, Louie. It's always great to be on your show. Margie and I are pleased to be here with you this morning. One of the things that we like to thank people is we had the picnics, as you talked about earlier in the summer. Great turnout from our alumni, our parents, and our students to come out and support the alumni picnics. This is an initiative we started last year, and it's grown nationally and across the world. So we appreciate the fact that you do recognize that our activities stem throughout the year. And as we are about to approach, you know, the fall semester, there's a number of things that we're doing. Let me tell you a little bit about our office. Our office is functioning in a number of different ways. We support primarily the Alumni Association, since that's the largest constituent group that we have. We also support the Parents Association, which is another significant organization that we've had that we've now, it's in its fifth year, it's celebrating its fifth anniversary this year. And then we have the Student Alumni Association that we help on campus to, number one, to maintain the pride and traditions on the campus. And these students do an amazing job throughout the year to support that with other students across the campus. In addition to that, we're involved in a lot of different activities across the campus and to support other initiatives within the academic affairs, student affairs, and the advancement areas. In addition, you know, one of the things that we'd like to talk about is engaging our alumni. It's very important for us to engage our alumni. We have a new initiative right now. All our alumni would have received a postcard from me recently talking about, it's actually, it says UTEP today, and what it's focusing is on their an alumni directory. We're about to enter our centennial year in 2014. We're going to publish a new centennial directory. We want all alumni to be included in that because it's going to be a commemorative issue for the 100th anniversary of this institution. So we're very pleased about that and excited. So if you get an email from Harris, which is our vendor, and or if you get the postcard, which has my name on it, it is legitimate. Please respond and make sure that they update their information because we don't want anybody left out of that. In addition, one of the things that we're also focusing on, and Margie is a significant player with this, is we're going out of town this year for football, as we always do, but we have five home games this year, and we want our alumni to participate in our tailgates on campus, and this is a great way for them to come out and support us and be able to participate in a very inexpensive way to come in and tailgate in a nice atmosphere. And it's $50 a person for the full package of the year. They get five great meals. You know, each game they get a meal. And they get camaraderie with alumni. And Margie's a very strong supporter of that. And Margie, why don't you add a few things about the out-of-town games that we have planned?
The out-of-town are equally have grown, if not even to the same level as our local games. So it's almost like being at a home game when you're away. So that's really exciting to have that happen in Houston and at A&M and North Texas. So we're really excited about those coming up. And like Richard said, Dr. Daniel said, we need to just come out and enjoy yourselves. You don't have to worry about anything when you have the local Alumni Association, you know, right here doing the tailgate party. All you have to do is come out. Don't worry about fuss and mess and carrying and grilling. You just come out and enjoy a great meal, camaraderie. We have giveaways and you get to see the band and it's a very family atmosphere.
Now, as far as getting involved in tailgates, a lot of people sometimes have misconceptions about tailgate parties. They'll think, well, you know, I'm not much of a people person, or I don't drink, I don't, you know, smoke, I don't do this, I don't do that. But there's something for everyone, right? From a children, you know, all the way to grandma and grandpa.
It is. It's very much a family type of atmosphere, as I said. It's got, we have sometimes face painting or balloon making, and we've got all kinds of different activities going on. We have music, and it's just a very, very fun place to be on game day. It's very exciting. You can feel it in the air, and it's football, and it's just it's a really fun experience. And some alumni even choose to come to the tailgate party and maybe not go to the game, but most of them, that's the whole, it's a whole package. You come for the evening, and you enjoy the camaraderie of the tailgate party, and then you go into the football game.
You know, it's interesting, too. We interviewed Coach Kruger earlier, and we're going to rerun that right before football season as well. And we were not surprised, but it was nice to see him. After he did the interview, he went around shaking hands with students and introducing himself and talking to them. And I think they were taken by surprise that here's the head football coach coming up to us and saying hello to us. And, you know, that's the kind of camaraderie that you're talking about, and the fact that everybody is a, you know, Miners are friendly.
That's right. That's right. Everywhere.
We may carry a pig, but we're friendly.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry, I was going to, before I forget, Dr. Daniel, you were talking about the number of alumni members, and we hear all the time about big schools like Alabama, Nebraska, and I'm just talking about these guys that have big booster clubs. But UTEP has changed tremendously, where our numbers have grown, and we have a lot of boosters and a lot of members of the Alumni Association.
Correct. You know, one of the things that we're very proud of is the fact that we have over 100,000 alumni of record now, because of the fact that our graduation numbers in the past, you know, particularly the last 10 years, have grown significantly. And in our Alumni Association, our dues-paying members has grown as well. We're just about 6,000 members. When I first came 6 years ago, we were just over 1,000 members. So we've grown significantly there. But it's also because of the fact that they see the value in participating. We're providing programs and services to our alumni students across the country, not just locally, but across the country. We just came back, the president, Dr. Natalicio and I, just came back from a tour of California. We started in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, and we visited with our alumni, because one of the challenges we have is not playing in the WAC, you know, took us away from our alumni in the West Coast, and we don't get to the West Coast as often. But there's tremendous alumni out there. We have significant numbers, are doing great things. They love El Paso, they love UTEP. And they love the fact that we're out there visiting with them and getting a chance to connect. So we do a lot of things to support our alumni across the country. And we've been all over the country this year making that happen. So I think that's a critical piece that you mentioned, is that our alumni need to continue to support us and join the Alumni Association as a dues-paying member.
One of the things that you mentioned before the program started is that you're getting ready to kick off a golf tournament. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, that's a very good point. You know, next Friday, a week from today, we're going to have our golf tournament at Butterfield Golf Course, and it's actually the fifth year of this golf tournament in the revamped tournament that we've had. And we raise significant dollars, and every dollar that we raise out of that golf tournament goes to scholarships. It goes to our scholarship fund. So we've been able in the last 4 years to put in over $110,000 into the corpus of our scholarship fund, and that goes directly to support students. So we're very pleased about that. And it's something that's amazing, because, you know, that money, $110,000, is not easy to raise, but people know the value in that. But the other piece that's very significant about this tournament is that it's the only kind, one of its kind, where the winner of the championship flight tournament actually wins an all-expense-paid trip to Pinehurst to compete in the Alumni College Association tournament. All-expense-paid, and that's from October 31st to November the 3rd. So if you like golf and you understand what golf royalty is all about, they treat all of these people that go there as true professionals, and people love it. And I think the key that we very appreciate of it is the fact that people who come out and play in this tournament know the value of what's the benefit of it. It's actually benefiting our students. Every dollar that we raise, as I mentioned, goes to support UTEP students.
When you're talking about other alumni associations, there are colleges from across the country
across
who are going to be
country.
Playing
so
in this golf tournament?
Colleges from, you know, there'll be schools from the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest. You know, there's about 80 teams that will be playing and competing for the championship there at Pinehurst, and we're one team. And we've been in that since the inception, and they've kept us in there, you know, and other teams are trying to get in, and, you know, we have a seat at the table, so we're very pleased about that.
Now, you mentioned it's a week from today, so do people still have time to register?
They do. They do have time to register. There's a few team slots available, so if you want to play in the championship flight, there's still a few slots available, as well as the open flight. We have another flight where if you're just a recreational golfer, want to go out and have a good time, you can play in that and also have a chance to win some other, you know, prizes. Not as great as these, but we also have an opportunity in a hole-in-one. If you like golf, you know, you get a win. If you win a hole-in-one, you can win a car. But then the second hole-in-one prize is a trip to St. Andrews. So if you love golf, that's even a better trip because you get to go play where golf was invented. So we're very pleased about that aspect of it as well. So there's something for everyone at this golf tournament. So if you're a great golfer and want to compete, and if you're just a recreational golfer and want to come out and support us, you can do that as well.
For the benefit of people who are not that familiar with golf, perhaps just putt-putt, can you explain to us what you mean by flight?
The flight, yes. There's actually the flight is a championship where everyone in the championship flight actually has to have a registered handicap. So they have to have a number that says what they're registered and has to be registered with the golf course. So those people know that they have a GIN number. So if you have a GIN number, you know that you can compete at the championship level. If you're, you know, just a recreational golf player who plays on an occasion once a week, once a month, once a year, you know, you can be part of the open flight. There's no handicap that's required for that. Just come out and support us, you know, and you can move in that direction.
Now, we're going to have an interview next week with the director of traffic and parking, Paul Strejo, and Stroyso, and we're going to talk a little bit about the situation here on campus, the fact that, there's construction going on, because some people might be worried, Dr. Daniel, as far as what's going to happen during football season as far as the parking, as far as tailgate parties, et cetera. Is anything going to change?
Well, obviously, you know, the main tailgate, and Paul would definitely know more than I in terms of the parking and transportation area, but what is going to happen is that most of the people north of the stadium will not be as affected as the people who typically tailgate south, which is the Memorial Triangle. That area is obviously not going to be available. The Cardiac Hill area, that will not be available. So there's going to be minimal tailgating around the normal areas that people are accustomed to. But we can, you know, that's why, you know, we're looking at things like our tailgate party, the Glory Field, you know, the north parking lots will be available for the tailgating, which has been traditional in the past. So the south area becomes a little bit more limited in people's ability to tailgate.
Just out of curiosity, Margie, because you've traveled as well as Dr. Daniel has in speaking with alums from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, and the fact that we're approaching our centennial, you must have heard some pretty good stories about things that have happened over, not the last 100 years, of course, but over the years.
Yes, I've had an opportunity to do that. And then, of course, with the internet, it's so great to be able to share that, including our transformation. I have comments emailed, and I have phone calls from alumni, as you said, all over the country, and they follow us on the internet. They get to see through our website what we're doing and the growth and transformation. And, of course, when they come back to visit family and friends, they always stop at UTEP. They pass by, they drive by, they call. We go on a tour, we go to lunch, we catch up. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to connect with them that way, because there is some amazing stories. And of course, as all alumni should, they attribute the fact that their success to UTEP and their education that they received at UTEP. So it's a great win-win situation.
And even if they haven't been here since last homecoming, just in a year, they're going to realize that it has changed tremendously. I mean, just in the last 2 months, you don't recognize the campus.
You know, and the university does a great job with their communication as far as the UTEP magazine and sending that out quarterly. And so having those pictures, that visual, too, of the campus transformation being, you know, communicated to our alumni is so valuable. Because they get to see it, but yet you're right, they don't get to experience it unless they're here. And next year is going to be even more incredible than now.
Because of social media, as you mentioned, it's easier to reach out to the people. So why don't you give us an app or webpage that people can go to find out more about the Alumni Association? Should they just go to utep.edu and then click on Alumni Association?
Mm-hmm. www.utep.edu/alumni.
And then if they want information, what is the alumni number?
The alumni number is 915-747-8600.
And do they need to contact that number, Dr. Daniel, to register for the golf tournament?
Yes. If they call that number, we can schedule them in the golf tournament, take care of all their needs at that point, yes.
And as Margie mentioned, by going to the webpage, they can probably see a calendar of all the upcoming events that are coming up.
Correct. There will be information on the website.
All right. Is there anything else that we've kind of run out of time here, but is there anything else that I...
Well, because there's so much, I think just encourage people to go to the UTEP website and check out, you know, what we've got coming up, Mitapalooza, and all kinds of celebrations coming up regarding the centennial celebration. So there's just all kinds of things and too numerous to name now. But
and Mitapalooza is usually the week before the first game, correct?
It's correct. The day before.
The day before the first game.
Correct. Okay. It's on September the 6th. Mm-hmm. Come out and support UTEP on that day. That would be great.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us here today.
You.
We've been visiting with Dr. Richard Daniel and also Margie Bricky. And there's a lot of events going on. And so if you go to utep.edu and then click on the Alumni Association tab, you can see a lot more information. And you can find out that there are a lot of things going on coming up this year, including the tailgate parties that Dr. Daniel mentioned, and Margie, and also the golf tournament, which is a week from today. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.